Welcome to God's Playbook with your host, Father Rico Passero.
Lock at the 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Touchdown!
Let's play ball.
Friends, welcome back to God's Playbook. Yesterday, we talked about eternal life and Jesus raising us up. Today, the passage continues with the words, I am the living bread that has come down from heaven. Let's unpack this statement. Notice that Jesus doesn't just say, I am the bread come down from heaven. He says, I am the living bread come down from heaven. When we think to the Old Testament, when the people cried out to God, God provided for them manna from heaven. But that's just regular food, and how it formed was a miracle in itself. And the fact that it would spoil the next day was also a miracle in itself, because God wanted the people to be completely dependent on him. Then, of course, they complained that they were sick of the bread and he sent quail. But that's another podcast episode, and you can listen to that. Today, the connection between bread and living bread, there's a difference. Bread suggests something that has been made. And so it's meant to sustain and it fulfills its mission. Jesus calling himself the living bread shows us that, of course, he's referring to himself in the Eucharist. That this is not bread. It is his flesh and blood. Body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, our Lord and God, who is just as present, even more present, than any other way in which we have recognized the presence of God. Think in the Old Testament, he was too glorious to expose himself to the people. It was just Moses who was given the opportunity to see him face to face, and Moses' face shone like the sun as a result of that encounter. Well, Jesus becomes totally present to each one of us, whether we're in a state of grace, whether we're striving for holiness, or whether we're just kind of, blasé, blah, the body of Christ, amen. Or we're deeply in love with the Eucharist that our soul is exploding, amen. I need you, Lord. This living bread suggests that it is Jesus, and that he wants to be a part of us. He wants to abide in us as we receive him. I am the living bread that has come down from heaven. What does this mean for us? How many of us might look at a photograph of a loved one and reflect upon their life, that as they have passed away, we remember them, or we might hold a precious memento of them and think, wow, this is so great. And we reflect upon all the wonderful times we had with them and what we would do to hold their hand again or give them a hug or hear their voice. How many people long for going to heaven one day and seeing God in all his glory? But wait, isn't Jesus talking about the now? Can we not experience him right here, right now? If he is the living bread from heaven, then he's not giving us a symbol. He's not asking us to reflect on something he said in the past. Living bread sustains us now. The living bread is something that I am experiencing in the moment. So as I touch the Eucharist, I have the privilege of touching the Lord, which is why we should receive communion with utmost reverence and respect. For we are not receiving a thing, we are receiving someone. And that someone just happens to be the second person of the Blessed Trinity. Living bread, not leftovers, not symbolic, and not a reminder. It is him. He is alive. And while he humbles himself to take on the form of bread and wine as he transforms it into his flesh and blood. I am the living bread that has come down from heaven. Jesus has descended to earth to penetrate your heart, to impact your soul, to fill you with his grace, so that each one of us, as individuals and as a collective, never feel that we are alone or that God is far from us. Rather, this living bread suggests that God abides in us and we in him. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me and I in them. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my life for the world. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood will live forever. Friends, I'm not just focused on eternal life. I need Jesus today. I dare say you need the same thing. You need Jesus today. So we need the living bread from heaven to touch our hearts. We need this living Christ to transform our minds, to help us to think more like God does. We need the living Christ to come upon us, to be able to continue to love, to show compassion, to stop judging, and to give the benefit of the doubt. This living bread transforms. Not something of the past, not some hope for the future, but in the now. Yes, Jesus is the God who is, who was, and is to come. But this living bread from heaven speaks about an intimacy between God and us today, now, right here, right in the moment. There's no time like the present. Let us open our hearts to experience God today, in the now. Whether we are in our church, whether we are preparing for our next reception of Holy Communion at Mass, whether we look forward to a bright future ahead, we can be assured that this living bread has come down from heaven to touch us as individuals and us as a collective body of Christ too. But that it is living. So when we hear of Eucharistic miracles throughout the world, where sometimes God allows hosts to take on the form of flesh that we can actually physically see, as opposed to just with the eyes and lens of faith, when sometimes we see the precious blood actually transform into blood with our eyes, not just through the lens and eyes of faith, this all reminds us that this phrase by Jesus is true at every Mass, no matter what, throughout the world. The living bread comes down from heaven to feed, to nourish, and to sustain us. Let us spend some time today in grateful appreciation for the gift of the Eucharist, to ask the Lord Jesus to feed us with this living bread, his very self, so that as he humbles himself to come down from heaven into our hearts, that today our hearts will be renewed, refreshed, and held in the hands of the God who made us. Thank you, Lord. For God's Playbook, friends, I'm Father Rico. God loves you, and so do I.
If you like what you hear, please consider supporting us using any of our affiliate links in the description below via Buzzsprout, Ko-Fi, or GoFundMe. Thanks, and God bless.